بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to 43rd session of Understand Quran, in which we will study a verse from Surah Al-Ahzab. But as usual, we start with Hadith. Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He who is not merciful to people, Allah will not be merciful to him." This is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. He who is not merciful to people, Allah will not be merciful to him. We come to the second part, which is spoken Arabic. In the spoken Arabic, in the last time we said ta'alaw ala al-waqt. Ta'alaw, come. Ta'alaw ala al-waqt, on time. Okay, come on time. La tata'akharu, don't be late. La tata'akharu, la tata'akharu, don't be late, don't delay. So ta'alaw ala al-waqt, la tata'akharu. No, today we will learn in spoken Arabic numbers 1 to 5. Okay, واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة. Let us repeat this خمسة خمسة times. Okay, واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة. 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 Okay, alright, so you must be, you can practice it more, and inshallah you will know these five numbers easily. As far as grammar is concerned, we had practiced ittaba'a in the last class. Ittaba'a, is that right? Eighth verb type, eighth type. So let us put all those verb types in context. We start with fa'ala, basic fa'ala, yaf'alu, if'al, fa'il, maf'ul, fa'il. This is the first type. From 2nd till 10, we have verbs with extra letters, and that is fa'ala. Second type is fa'ala, yufa'ilu, fa'il, mufa'il, mufa'al, taf'il, bab taf'il. And what is example? Sabbaha, yusabbihu, sabbih, musabbih, musabbah, tasbih. Third type is fa'ala, yufa'ilu, fa'il, mufa'il, mufa'al, mufa'ala, bab mufa'ala. And the example is? Jahada, yujahidu, jahid, mujahid, mujahad, mujahada. Fourth type is af'ala, yuf'ilu, af'il, muf'il, muf'al, if'al, bab if'al. Example is akhraja, yukhriju, akhrij, mukhrij, mukhraj, ikhraj. Fifth type is tafa'ala, yatafa'alu, tafa'al, mutafa'il, mutafa'al, tafa'ul. And the example is tadhakkara. Quran is revealed for tadabbur, tafakkur, tadhakkur. Tadhakkara, yatadhakkaru, tadhakkar, mutadhakkir, mutadhakkar, tadhakkur. And the sixth type is tafa'ala. You see, we said 1, 2, 3 is fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'ala. 4, 5, 6 is af'ala. And just add te, ta to these two. Okay? This is fa'ala, this is tafa'ala. This is tafa'ala, this is tafa'ala. So fifth type, sixth type is tafa'ala. Tafa'ala, yatafa'alu, tafa'al, mutafa'il, mutafa'al, tafa'ul. And the example is tasa'ala, ask one another. Tasa'ala, yatasa'alu, tasa'al, mutasa'il, mutasa'al, tasa'ul. Seventh type is infa'ala, yanfa'ilu, infa'il, munfa'il, munfa'al, infi'al. And the example is inqalaba, yanqalibu, inqalib, munqalib, munqalab, inqilab. And eighth type, which we did last time, is ifta'ala. Yafta'ilu, ifta'il, mufta'il, mufta'il, ifta'al. And the example is ittaba'a, yattabi'u, ittabi'a, muttabi'a, muttaba'a, ittiba'a. So let us practice ittiba'a a little more. Ittaba'a, ittaba'u. Ittaba'ata, ittaba'atum. Ittaba'atu, ittaba'na. Yattabi'u, yattabi'una. تتبعوا تتبعونا اتبعوا نتبعوا اتبع اتبعوا لا تتبع لا تتبعوا متبع متبع اتباع. Okay, today we will learn اهتدى on the same pattern. Okay, اهتدى, it has a weak letter there. Okay, اهتدى, اهتدى means to find the right path or be guided. Okay, you know, hidayah is guidance. Ihdina, it's from the same root. Ihtada, ihtadaw. Ihtadaita, ihtadaitum. Ihtadaitu, ihtadaina. Yahtadi, yahtaduna. Tahtadi, tahtaduna. Ahtadi, nahtadi. Ihtadi, ihtadu. لا تهتدي لا تهتدوا مهتدي مهتدى اهتداء. Okay, let us repeat once again. اهتدى اهتدوا اهتديت اهتديتم اهتديت اهتدينا يهتدي يهتدون تهتدي تهتدون أهتدي نهتدي اهتدي اهتدوا لا تهتدي لا تهتدوا مهتدي مهتدى اهتداء. That was about grammar. Let's come to the revision of last class. In the last class we studied Surah Al-Humazah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة. ويل و لكل for every همزة slanderer لمزة backbiter الذي جمع مالا وعدده الذي the one who جمع gathered, collected, malan, wealth, wa'addada, and counted, who, it, adad means number, okay, addada, counted, numbered, counted it, yahsabu anna malahu akhlada, yahsabu, he thinks, anna, that malahu, his wealth, akhlada, will make for akhladahu, will make him last forever, will make him live forever. Jazakallah khair. Kalla la yumbadanna fil hutamah. Kalla. La yumbadanna. Surely he will be thrown. Fil hutamah. In the crusher. Nay, he will surely be thrown in the crusher. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. وَمَا and what أَدْرَاكَ can make you know مَا الْحُطَمَةِ what the crusher is. نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ نَارُ اللَّهِ fire of الْمُوْقَدَةِ fueled or kindled. الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ الَّتِي that which tattali'u leaps up ala over on the afida hearts. Singular of afida is fuad. Fuad means heart and afida hearts. The one which leaps up over the hearts. إنها عليهم مؤصدة. إنها indeed it عليهم on them مؤصدة closed upon or closed. It will be closed upon them في عمد ممددة. في in عمد columns. ممددة stretched. In stretched columns or extended columns. That was Surah Al-Humazah, and from it we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates people, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will severely punish those people who are slanderer, backbiter and bakhil, stingy, don't want to spend it in the path of Allah to poor people, to relatives, to everyone around them, and so on. Today we will study a verse from Surah Al-Ahzab. Alright, we will study one verse, verse number 35 from Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33. Surah number 33, verse number 35. Okay, and this verse talks about 10 attributes of believers. 10 attributes of those people who will receive verse number 35. Inna al-Muslimin wal-Muslimati wal-Mu'minin wal-Mu'minat. Okay? Let me start the verse. A'udhu billahi minash-shaytanir rajim. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Okay. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about 10 attributes. So let us start with those attributes. Inna means indeed. Al-Muslimin, those who submit, those who surrender. The Muslims and Muslim men, wal-Muslimat, and Muslim women. Wal-Mu'mineen, and the believing men, wal-Mu'minat, and the believing women. Wal-Qanitin, Qanitin means obedient men. Qanata is to be obedient. Obedient men, wal-Qanitat, and obedient women. والصادقين صادقين truthful men والصادقات and the truthful women. You see, we say فاعل مفعول فعل. فاعل the one who does, and the feminine for فاعل is فاعلة, and the plural for فاعل is فاعلون فاعلين. So all in is coming, and the plural فاعلة is فاعلات. Okay, Shakira, Shakirat, Muslima, Muslimat, Mu'mina, Mu'minat. So you will see all eens and all ats. Sadiqeen, the truthful people or truthful men. Wasadiqat, and the truthful women. Wasabireen, and the patient men. Wasabirat, and the patient women. Walkhashi'een, and the humble men. Humble men. Walkhashi'at, and the humble women. Wal-Mutasaddiqeen, and those men who give in charity. Those who give charity. Wal-Mutasaddiqat, and those women who give in charity. Wal-Sa'imin. Sa'im, the fasting men. Wasaimat, and the fasting women. Wal hafizin, and the men who guard, who protect, who guard, furujahum, their private parts. Okay? Farj is singular, furuj is plural, furujahum, their private parts. Walhafidat, and the women who protect the same. Wadhakirin, and those who remember. Wadhakirin Allah, and those who remember Allah, kathiran, often. Wadhakirat, and the women who remember Allah. A'adda Allah, Allah has prepared. A'adda, prepared. 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 Made ready. A'adda Allah lahum, for them. Maghfirah, forgiveness. Wa ajran azeema, and a great reward. Ajran, reward. Azeem, great. Let's briefly look at these qualities and attributes and the result. Muslim men and Muslim women, and believing men and believing women. Muslim, you know, those who acting on Islam, whether it is related to witness, salah, fasting, praying and hajj, or those which are extra. Believing is, they believe in all the creed, I mean all those pillars of creed. For example, believe in Allah, angels, messengers, books, and the last day, and the fate, and so on. Walqanitin, and obedient. Obedience is a result of Islam and Iman. And obedience is something which comes from inside, not from outside. It is not because somebody is forcing you to obey, but you yourself want to obey. This is called qunut or qanitin, or those people who obey from their will. They love to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasadiqeen, those who are truthful, that is in their sayings and in their actions. They don't cheat, they don't lie in their dealings, in their sayings. And this is opposite of nifaq, hypocrisy. Okay? And wasabirin, those who are patient. Men, wasabirat, women. You see, sabirin, when they are practicing Islam, when they are inviting others to Islam, when they are trying to implement Islam in their lives, then if there are difficulties, they are patient. They are not, impatient, or they just give up any time a small difficulty or something comes up. No, they persevere, they continue, they are patient. And there are three areas of patience. Patience while practicing. For example, we have to get up for Fajr and you feel sleepy. So you have to be patient. Overcome this resistance. And patience while stopping oneself from sin. You have to be patient. And also patience while somebody is afflicted. That's what we know. Afflicted. If you are somebody is sick, somebody is hurt, then you have to be patient. And patience doesn't mean, that you are helpless. No, it's not helplessness. It is perseverance. It's a positive attribute. Okay. And so patience means whatever problems are faced, they continue, they persevere, they don't give up. والخاشعين والخاشعات. خاشع is opposite of استكبار. خشوع is opposite of استكبار, arrogance. They are humble. خشوع means they are humble. And this is the istikbar, or arrogance, is the root of all evils. It's the first sin committed by shaitan. It was because he was arrogant. And if a person has khushu', he will be humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will be kind with the creatures around him. والمتصدقين والمتصدقات, those who give in charity, not only the obligatory charities such as zakat, but also they give nafil, extra, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. to poor people, to needy people, to relatives, as well as in the paths of propagation of Islam or practicing Islam, implementing Islam. وَصَائِمِينَ وَصَائِمَاتِ those who fast. The obligatory fasting, which is in Ramadan, and also voluntary fasting. Okay, more than Ramadan. Because it is mentioned as an attribute here. وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ those who guard their private parts, it is the sign of their modesty. They are pure people. And immodesty, immorality, fahash is the most effective weapon of shaitan. It always, you know, the shaitan wants always to take us away using this weapon. And the last is وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَّاكِرَاتِ that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much. Kathiran. Remember, whenever Quran mentions this attribute of remembrance of Allah, it always mentions kathiran. Okay? That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see His slaves remembering Him very much, not little. And in fact, remembering little is the quality or attribute of hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا about munafiqeen, that they don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except a little. And if a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he as much as he can, then all these attributes will slowly settle in his life. What will be the result? A'addallah, Allah has prepared for them maghfirah. Maghfirah, forgiveness is for their sins. So first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their sins, and وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا for whatever they have done, Allah will give great reward. So removal of sins and award with great rewards. Let us practice. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ إِنَّ indeed الْمُسْلِمِينَ the Muslim men وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ the Muslim women.
Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimat. Inna indeed al-Muslimina. The
Muslim men.
Wal-Muslimat. The Muslim women.
Wal-Mu'minina wal-Mu'minat. Wal-Qanitina wal-Qanitat. Wal-Mu'minin and the believing men. Wal-Mu'minat and the believing women. Wal-Qanitin and the obedient men. والقانتات and the obedient women والمؤمنين والقانتين والقانتات
والمؤمنين believing men والمؤمنات believing women والقانتين obedient men والقانتات obedient women.
والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والصادقين and the truthful men والصادقات and the truthful women والصابرين and the patient men والصابرات and the patient women جزاك الله خير and the truthful men and women and the patient men and women truthful men patient men and patient women wal khashi'in wal khashi'at wal mutasaddiqin wal mutasaddiqat wal khashi'in and the humble men wal khashi'at and the humble women والمتصدقين and the men who give in charity والمتصدقات and the women who give in charity and the humble men and women and the those men and women who give in charity
humble men and women
والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات. والصائمين and the fasting men, والصائمات and the fasting women, والحافظين and the men who protect, a guard, فروجهم, their private parts, والحافظات and the women who protect the same. The fasting men and women and the men and women who guard their private parts or who guard their chastity. والصائمين fasting men or men who observe fasting, okay. Who guard there, whom is there. Women who do the same, who protect, okay. والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. والذاكرين الله and the men who remember Allah كثيرا often. والذاكرات and the women who remember, and the men and women who remember Allah often or much. أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. أعد الله, Allah has prepared لهم for them مغفرة, forgiveness, وأجرا عظيما and a great reward. Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. Reward. Okay, with this we stop this session, and please remember that we have, mashallah, almost completed eight types of verbs, plus we have covered a lot of Arabic sentences, we learned vocabulary, but the overriding impression should be that of the message of the Quran, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that those people who have these 10 attributes will have their sins forgiven, and will receive great rewards. So we should check our lives, check ourselves as to how many attributes we are having, and if they are missing, we are missing in some parts, and if they are deficient in others. So we should always keep checking ourselves with the list that Allah has provided here. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.